You're listening to the audio production of The Expectation Gap, the tiny, vast space between our beliefs and experience of God by Steve Kuss. Published by Zondervan and read by the author. That's me. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains exercises, discussion questions, and appendixes that will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. To my mum, who passed away during the writing of this book, your resilience and capacity astonished me. I marveled at your bravery to learn new things, and I'll forever remember and enjoy your quick and wicked wit. Also, to those who deeply believe but get stuck in their faith, and to those who want to believe but can't find the evidence or experience of God, I remain convinced that the very heartbeat of the universe is love, and His name is Jesus. I hope this book helps you encounter the freedom, peace, and love of God. Introduction. Gaps and traps. Your new life is going to cost you your old one. That's Brianna Wiest. The mountain is you. Many of us struggle with a gap between what we believe about God and what we experience from God. We believe things about God that we actually struggle to encounter in our daily lives. Sometimes our best efforts to mind these gaps keep us stuck and spinning. Lots of energy, not much progress. Some of us are honest about the struggle. Some speak or act as if they have no gaps. Only a very few don't experience a gap at all. I think the keenest gaps are these. Number one, I believe God loves me, but I don't feel it. Two, I believe God's with me, but I don't see Him. Three, I thought I'd be further along by now. So three gaps: God's particular love, God's visceral presence, my spiritual progress. I want to help us mind these gaps so that what we believe will be more congruent with our experience. We'll always have gaps, of course, but I believe we can find a way to approach them in a soul-satisfying way. How do we mind these gaps? How do we live so that our cognitive beliefs infect and infuse the deepest parts of ourselves? We don't want our faith to be merely conceptual. We want to experience it viscerally. We believe in the peace and freedom of Christ, but we often struggle to embody our beliefs. Ask yourself this: do you truly experience the benefits Jesus said you would get when you follow Him? Jesus and the writers of the New Testament promised that the outcome of following Jesus would be peace, freedom, and love. But if we were to take an honest inventory of our lives, most of us would have to admit we do not live in those realities on a daily basis. We're often frazzled, hurried, and bound. We get too easily stuck in the same patterns. We carry levels of shame and condemnation that can be discouraging at best and debilitating at worst. We believe in our heads, but we have trouble letting our cognitive beliefs seep into the deeper parts of ourselves. My hope is to help each of us embody freedom and live in the peace and love that God has for us so that we can relax into the presence of God. We find ourselves in a conundrum. We've oriented our whole existence around a set of beliefs we struggle to absorb and a set of outcomes that elude us for much of the time. I'm not saying Jesus guaranteed an easy or a comfortable life. Jesus offers peace, freedom, and love, but He also promises suffering, persecution, and death. The paradox of the Christian faith, or perhaps the wonder of it, is that we can experience peace, freedom, and love in the midst of suffering, persecution, and death. These promises are not mutually exclusive. Naturally, we want God to remove our difficult circumstances, but instead, God infects them in a good way. God comes right into our mess and abides with us so that our circumstances do not hinder our freedom. So, yes, a life with Christ can include great suffering and pain, but it's also true that God's peace, freedom, and love are more elusive to us than they ought to be. The good news is we don't actually need this experience all of the time to have a breakthrough. I've found that if I can encounter God's peace, freedom, and love,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?